Welcome to this edition of the Foresight Podcast.
Technology news for technology partners.
This is a recast of the 400-word piece, How to Keep Customers Satisfied in a Technology Service Provider Industry, from Foresight Holdings. Let's listen in.
The article we're talking about today is all about how to keep customers satisfied in the technology service provider industry.
The first tip they mention is to deliver high-quality services. It's important to provide excellent service to your customers so that they're more likely to be satisfied and continue doing business with you.
Another tip is to be responsive to customer needs. Don't make your customers wait for help when they need it. Be quick to respond to their questions and concerns.
Don't forget about being transparent with your pricing. Make sure your customers know exactly what they're paying for and that your prices are competitive.
Technology can also play a crucial role in improving customer satisfaction. For example, you can use technology to automate tasks, freeing up your time to provide more personalized service.
Collecting feedback from your customers through surveys and other tools can help you identify areas where you can improve.
Technology can also help you solve problems more quickly, which is another way to keep your customers happy.
Along with keeping customers happy, it's also important to maintain responsibility and commitment to payment terms. Timely invoices and following up on overdue payments are crucial.
Some additional tips they mention are going the extra mile for your customers, being personal by getting to know them and their businesses, and having a positive attitude.
By following these tips, you can create a positive customer experience that will keep your customers coming back for more.
In conclusion, implementing these recommendations will not only keep your customers satisfied, but also help you maintain your responsibility and commitment to payment terms. It's all about building strong relationships with your customers and growing your business.
That's it for today.